Technology is not only helping to break bands like the Arctic Monkeys, but changing the marketing paradigm for launching new albums. Madonna's latest release strategy started with an exclusive ringtone for Hung Up, available on MTV and VH1 Mobile weeks before the single and album debuted. Our collaboration with labels and artists also helped develop the world's first ever multimedia, multi-platform exclusive premiere of Prince's video Te Amo Corazon across all VH1 screens. Plus, an exclusive wireless deal for the making of Pink's Stupid Girls, which consistently ranked as one of MTV's most streamed videos in February. And finally, their CMT's Uncorked, CMT's mobile brand for debuting new videos from established and emerging country artists. We're also gaining momentum in ringtones and voice tones, especially with this tasteful Flavor Flav voice tone.
Flavor Flav, yeah, boy! Pick up the phone!
The man is a true inspiration to all of us. I hope you as well. Comedy Central Takeout and Pocket VH1 are also innovative applications that enable mobile users to access all network content from a centrally located hub in their wireless devices. Featured content for both networks will include interactive polls, photo caption contests, news, programming alerts, wallpapers, ringtones, and my favorite, insult emails. And finally, at MTV, one series really sums up our love of music, Life in Rhymes, an up-close look at the most original voices in rap. Next week, we'll be celebrating everything hip-hop and rap with our Hip-Hop Week. We'll also debut two new Life in Rhymes programs, one featuring Mary J. Blige that you just saw a snippet of, and the other chronicling the life of LL Cool J.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Is this the coolest network in the world or what? Is it going well or what?
Yeah, yeah. What?
Make some noise, let's hear it. I want to thank you, Van, for having me here this morning. It's a very exciting time to be in hip hop and in the music industry in general. You know, hip hop has been incredibly important in my life. It's changed my world, allowed me to do things I never would have been able to do. Now technology is helping me to do things I could have never once, you know, I never would have dreamed that I would do the things that I'm doing these days, like establishing closer ties with my fans, helping me connect with new ones, and hopefully inspiring everyone I touch through my music. The mobile phone is one of the ways that helps me achieve all of that. They are the accessories for today's young people and the best way to reach them. As you saw in the clip, I'm passionate about my music and my fans, without a doubt. Through programs like MTV's Life in Rhymes, I can bring my fans into the music and make that process real for me and them and really share that love and that joy that goes into creating the music. One of the things I do in my Life in Rhymes special is I tell my grandmother and how influential she was in my life, of the effects of being a star and how it affected me personally and all those people around me who had to deal with everything I went through growing up. You know, I talk about how I once sat at an ironing board to write song lyrics and then ironed them. I actually ironed the pages of the songs because I wanted the pages to be really fresh and really crisp. So when I went to the studio, I could see it real clearly and do a really, really good job, because that's how important making music was to me and still is. I also talk about how I did anything and everything I could do to be the best rapper I could be and the best entertainer I could be, whether it was being live on stage or in the studio. And I just want to say that MTV Life in Rhymes allows me to share these intimate background stories and my personal insights with my fans and my friends and the world. And with next week's debut of the program on mobile handsets, I'll be able to reach my fans wherever they are so they can learn more about me, my life, and my rhymes as an artist. I love you and thank you. And I meant that. Peace.
I think there's a lot in front of me, even though there's a lot behind me. But I'm not going to let my past hold my future hostage.
Who do you think is cooler and in better shape, me or him? Okay. Now, you all may not know that as early as 1985, before I was born, we saw the future of portability, just not too clearly. But we did have a feeling back then that portability was on its way, and now it's here. So we look forward to partnering with many of you in the mobile space, and thank you for having me today.